This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, here we go, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, who's ready to rock the health world with me? It's Sacred Fire of Liberty time, and y'all tuning in, if you're live on a Thursday afternoon, evening, whatever it is, you're saying, hey, where's the Sacred Fire of Liberty theme song? Well, don't worry. It's going to be here next hour. We reversed hours today because Jonathan Emore's travel schedule with the Trinity Conference coming up this weekend, we had to do some things in advance. So, y'all, flex with me. Sacred Fire of Liberty, yet to be. And we've got a great discussion on the Kavanaugh hearings. We've got, wow, principal discussions on constitutional separation of powers, the oligarchy. Look, I'm just beside myself with how excited I am about the discussion later. So I'm going to leave it at that. I know.
Like that, how can you not stay tuned for the second hour?
Dude, you know, and the Kavanaugh stuff... No, the Kavanaugh stuff's cool, but, when we get to go to talk about some things that, historically speaking, how we got here in terms of the bureaucratic state, going back to FDR, the American education system, which has become indoctrination system that involves a love not of liberty but of socialism and communism. How did this happen? We're going to get into that today. So I'm telling you, the Sacred Fire of Liberty is going to rock, really going to rock.
All right.
But for the starting point here this hour, it's just you, me, and Super D, and we got Alex on the board. Welcome, Alex. And we got to talk drug prices. Drug prices. Now, I've been probably the lone voice in media saying, raise those prices! They're too cheap! Too many people can afford them! And it's sort of a little tongue-in-cheek. But in reality, since modern medicine and these drugs are the third leading cause of death, really, is it a good idea to make them more accessible, more available, more affordable? I mean, I'm sincerely asking the question. And I know if you're a new listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're like, what kind of health show is this that's arguing for more expensive medications? Well, if we price out medications to the average people, we might find out that those average people are going to be healthier. And we've got an article, a story that's going to shock you by segment four today about that very issue. People who are not going to doctors, and you'll be surprised who they are. You'd think they're going to be the sicker ones. They're actually healthier. And all the xenophobes pay attention to this, right? It's actually fascinating.
Do we have xenophobes listening to this show?
No, I know. It's just silly. Okay. Because if anybody says illegal alien or legal immigrant instead of undocumented whatever, you're immediately ostracized as a xenophobe.
Warning.
Right. We don't go there. But apparently drug prices in America are not influenced by their value. This is an interesting thing to say. How we describe the value of a drug, Super Don, by what it does, by how toxic it is, by how toxic it isn't. How would you describe value?
You say potato, I say potato.
Right?
It depends on who you're talking to, right?
Doesn't it? I mean, how do you value a drug? I mean, for me, the value of a drug is if it doesn't kill you, okay, maybe it's got some value. I mean, that's not a high bar to achieve, of course, but the reality is they're talking about, Well, cardiovascular drugs, they're really important. I mean, my gosh, your heart stops, so you should pay more for those drugs. Is that what you're saying? Or they should be cheaper because they're that important?
Well, listen, the whole cost-effectiveness theory here is, it's interesting. You see this being talked about a lot more as time goes on, where there's this idea that people have floated out there that we ought to take these pharmaceutical drugs, take a look at how well they work, how often they actually either, I hate to use the word because there isn't anything out there that's curing anything.
Right.
But, you know, that is effective, that actually does something. Because how many times have we talked about a drug where they say, well, 317 people have to take this drug in order to do something good for one person, right? So what they're talking about is, look, you know, maybe we ought to take these drugs and go, you know what, the more effective they are should determine, their price, whether they're more expensive or not. And in this study, what they're saying is they're finding that the cost effectiveness is not matching the price. Now, you read this. I read this. I was confused when I got there because I couldn't tell whether they were saying that it was too expensive or not expensive enough.
Saying
that it didn't match up, right?
But again, it makes sense because there is no free market for drugs. There's no free market for medicine. So market forces have little to no bearing on the price of a drug. Because if the drug really worked and it was off patent, and we could access it. I mean, yeah, the price should go down. They produce more. There's no real free market for drugs. There's a monopoly. Who can compete with heart drugs in the naturopathic, homeopathic, herbal category? Because you can't label these substances for sale, self-help, over-the-counter, if they're dealing with a heart issue, despite the fact that they would be much safer. But that's not relevant to the discussion. This is about cost-effectiveness. How do you define it? And they're not defining it very well. But there are ways, perhaps, to make it more cost beneficial to those who prescribe it. And that is very intriguing because that leads us to pharmaceutical chicanery. There's something rotten in drug mark, right? And we are going to bust them up the river.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Guess who's busted?
U-S-T-E-D-U-R. I don't want to put the hurt on you, but you better believe it when I tell you that I finally got the dirt on you.
Now you go to jail and marry Big Smelly Man!
Well, apparently, the makers of Humira figured out that in order to be cost-effective, they should pay their doctors to prescribe this drug, Humira. In fact, to over-prescribe the drug, Humira. It's not enough to rely on the medical monopoly for your marketplace, where you don't have to compete with anything of the natural realm. You are competing artificially in a monopoly market against what? Humira is competing against what drug? What's the other one, Superdon? Same category?
It's the cousin of Embril, which we've talked about for years. And the reason why we talked about it was because their drug commercial was like the one drug commercial that made everybody look at the person next to them on the couch when it was on TV and go, did I just see that? Is that for real?
Will that, you want to take that drug now? Who, after that reading, seeing that commercial, would ever want to take Embril? So here they've got Humira, which apparently doesn't have as long as a laundry list as Embril in their commercials. And so you're in a monopoly, and you're like, no, we can't sell enough of this drug. So how about if we pay the doctors? Let's pay the doctors to overprescribe it in every which way. We'll give them incentive. We'll give them money. And they've been busted. They've been caught. They've been illegally plying, as they say, doctors with cash, gifts, and services to prescribe one of already the world's best-selling drugs. It's already a bestseller, but that's not enough. We got to have more. Reminds me of Gordon Gekko. Remember that movie, Wall Street?
I love that movie. Yes.
How many yachts do you need to water ski behind? Right? And I'm like, hey, listen, if you got the money to water ski behind 100 yachts, I could care less. But if you're making that money via bribing doctors, paying them off to sell them drugs that are so dangerous and deadly for people that have autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, maybe you've got 100 too many of everything. Maybe you don't deserve the money you claim. I worked hard for this money. Really? In a monopoly? Could you have done this in a true free market? where you didn't have a fear and death administration paving the way for only your stuff and allowing you, even though your drug is deadly in some circumstances, to be the only one on the block, along with something even worse? So this is coming out of California. Deadly complications from this drug, but that's all right. We'll pay the doctors. They won't mind. They'll be happy with the extra money they bring in, and they will prescribe the hell out of Humira. And that's what they did. Maybe they'll go straight to hell for doing so, Super Don, but will the pharmaceutical companies, the people behind
it? Look, they should be held accountable for this regardless of what the drug is.
Yeah.
But this Humira, like I said, it's just like the Enbrel. And you're like, well, maybe the laundry list isn't as long. No, dude,
maybe
the laundry list is about... It's about the same.
Okay.
And among the things that they say in the commercial that you can get are serious infections, hepatitis B, nervous system problems, blood problems, new or worsening heart failure, and lymphoma. So it's like, so you're telling me these guys forced these adults, not just adults, they're saying in the article, kids, to stay on this Humira. And keep taking it even when they didn't need to take it. Dude, if they were able to track, right, the number of people that were taking this and the number of people that suffered and possibly and even died from taking this, AbbVie would be out of business, man. The question is, will they do that?
Yeah, AbbVie.
AbbVie going to get a $100,000 fine and say, we're sorry?
Well, yeah, we've sold a billion. You're going to fine us a dollar. Okay?
Right.
This is like the end of Trading Places. $1. That's all it was the deal to get. And in this case, folks, there are ways to address RA, rheumatoid arthritis. I've talked about it over the years. When you have an autoimmune condition, you have your immune system attacking what you perceive to be your cells called self. When they're attacking your skeletal cells, that means your skeletal cells are so deformed already at that deep cellular level. They're so corrupted by toxins and deficiencies that the immune system can't tell the difference between self and non-self, or has self become non-self. And so my argument is heal the gut, assimilate the nutrients, pump up the silica, alpha silica, and restore integrity to the skeletal system, and the skeletal cells, when they're you again, the immune system no longer attacks. So instead of destroying the immune system with Humira, Enbrel, or other chemotherapy agents, let's restore integrity to self, to the cells, and watch the immune system go back into its watchdog role. No, we don't need methotrexate. We don't need prednisone. We can do it without all of that. You want to learn how to do it? I'll talk to you about it at the Trinity Conference coming up in Chicago Saturday and Sunday, 22nd, 23rd of September. Cognitive dissonance abounds, and it relates to Mercury. Next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit vercelmedia.com, vercelmedia.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
If you talk, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, links are up in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. Thanks to Super Don, Super D. He's not feeling top of the world yet, but he'll get back to it. He just won't do the things I tell him to do. Actually, you will. If it's like taking something orally, you'll do that, but you won't reverse on the coffee. So I can only help you so much, my friend.
I only have so much coffee, you know. I got to make it last. So
listen, I sent you a lot of coffee, and you probably already threw it.
Yeah, pretty much. Some of it.
You finished the stuff from what is it, Cameroon or something?
Yeah, and the other stuff, some of it I wasn't able to use. So
Jamaican stuff.
Was it too old? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sorry about that, buddy. But that's I didn't know we had it, and it was in the fridge all that time. I didn't know. But anyway.
How old was that coffee?
Dude, probably some years. I just don't know how long it lasts when you keep it cold.
It was, yeah. Well, I kind of thought, but the burlap bag actually was all that was between the air and the coffee beans.
Oh,
it wasn't
like
inside. Yeah, so
it wasn't sealed. That explains it. So
I did try drinking some of it.
Yeah, and I was so excited when I found it.
I grew a third eyeball from it, and I decided not to finish it. So
yeah, man, I understand, man. Yes, it's okay, man.
Little eyeball had dreadlocks.
Did it now? All right.
Yes,
well,
it did.
Maybe it was because you were taking a traditional Tibetan medicine in addition to the old coffee that I sent you. Yeah. Here's the cognitive dissonance story of the day, and this relates to obviously something you all know from listening to this show for years. Mercury, the second most toxic metal known to man. Yet dentists say it's perfectly fine in your teeth in the guise of a mercury amalgam, a dental amalgam, which they call silver, which is more than 50% mercury, or right about that. Doctors also say if there happens to be some preservative thimerosal in a vaccine, it's okay. It doesn't cause autism. It's fine. But then we got in Medical Express, cognitive dissonance incarnate because they warn against mercury suddenly, but not in a dental filling, not in a vaccine, but in a traditional Tibetan medicine. That's right. If the mercury if the mercury happens to be in a traditional Tibetan medicine, all bets are off. Then the mercury's dangerous. It's magically transformed. But if it's in our drugs, if it's in our shots, by the way, what if it's a traditional Chinese medicine? Could be mercury in there. What about the vaccines made in China? Are those good? Are those safe? Tibet, you know, again, this is a problem of stuff coming from China, maybe Tibet. I don't know if is this an on purpose? Did they put it in there on purpose, or is it like it was accidental? Just happens to be the contaminants from China impacting Tibet, and we didn't mean to do it, but it's there. Be careful.
First off, have you ever tried traditional Tibetan medicine? I've never even heard of it before. I mean, I guess it makes sense. I'm sure they have traditional medicine in Tibet.
Yeah.
Not a big shock. But it's interesting here. They found elevated concentrations of total mercury and methyl mercury in the municipal sewage in Tibet. So apparently that's where they started.
So they track it back to what they're ingesting, how they're exposed to the mercury?
Apparently so. And they said, I guess there's some Tibetan medicine there that they found elevated levels of methyl mercury, which, of course, Robert, you know, anybody, any skeptic out there would correct you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're trying to compare methyl mercury
with
to ethyl
mercury. Right.
Ethyl,
you skeptics, go ahead and ingest the ethyl mercury and tell me how you do. this could be a problem. Again, Tibet, China, trying to take Tibet. A lot of pollution out there manifesting in these ancient so-called traditional medicines. And that is why you got to be careful about things coming out of China, folks. I'm serious. It is something we'll talk about when it comes to organics as well later this hour. Don't make these mistakes. You've got to know the source of the food, the soil quality, and maybe have it analyzed at some level. But if we're seeing traditional Chinese medicine, traditional Tibetan medicine, contaminated with mercury, that's problematic. But just because they acknowledge that, don't let them get away with saying mercury in your mouth is good in dentistry. Mercury in vaccines is good as a preservative, or any other preserved drug with mercury, whether it be eye drops or other things. I'm hoping they don't do that anymore. In the meantime, take extra selenium, a lot of extra selenium, to counteract the impact of mercury to help usher it on out of the body, and drink that selenium down with some Echo water. By the way, folks, thanks to everybody that participated in the Molecular Hydrogen online seminar that Paul Barrettiero was in. I was in, apparently, and people are now plugging into Echo Water Synergy Science. Y'all want to know more about it? Go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook, and it's pretty straightforward, and it's pretty darn amazing how it will help facilitate detoxification with every drink of Echo Water. Yes, H2 in the water. All right, folks, we got to talk about the top 10 organic mistakes you may be making, or someone new to organics may be making, and we'll set them straight next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I want to thank everybody also for going out there and getting some Beta 1 3D Glucan for Better Way Health. BetterWayHealth.com/radio. Immune modulation. Extraordinary. You can't overdose on this stuff. Very, very safe. Very safe to use. Also, my friends that are supporting Dr. Frank King, thank you very much. Ordering it in. They're being attacked by FDA and... that's a badge of honor, actually, but, yeah.
Dr. Kane thing, because yeah. As if you were listening to the news at the top of the hour, and I saw this in the news earlier, there's been another, and I say another because this happens at least once a month, mm-hmm. I would say pretty close on average, yeah. Another recall on hamburger, right? 130,000 pounds of hamburger, I believe it's Cargill, has been recalled because there's an E. coli outbreak and it's killed one person.
Right.
Now, Cargill has been around forever.
Yeah.
Cargill, I think if you put a list together of all of the recalls that Cargill has had on food, I bet you I could find this somewhere. It's ridiculous. It's a huge laundry list, right? And you do not see the FDA type of attack on Cargill over E. coli and 130,000 pounds of hamburger that has killed one person and made a bunch of people sick. How many people have died as a result of this baloney thing that they've put together to go after Dr. King? None.
None.
How many people have gotten sick?
None.
None.
Nobody's even complained.
Yeah.
And the FDA is targeting homeopathy.
Yeah. 130,000 pounds of hamburger? Nobody even blinks at that anymore, right?
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous.
130,000 ounces of Dr. King's remedies out there harming no one, helping everyone.
Right.
Say, bring it back! Bring it back! No, I'm sorry, folks. Keep ordering from Dr. King, drkings.com. He's been organic for many years as well and understands the importance of organic agriculture. And there are a lot of new folks over the years that have started hearing the message, finally. I know this for a fact because you go to a Costco of all places, and they're the number one retailer of organic foods in the United States of America. Costco. Now, when I started eating organic in the early 1990s, like 90, 91, whenever it was, you couldn't find organic food in a Costco, if there even was a Costco, or a Walmart. You couldn't find it in a Kroger or an Albertsons or a, you know, name the big box grocery stores. You had to go to small little independent retailers, little health food stores, mom and pops, and maybe co-ops. I don't even think, well, maybe there was Mrs. Gooch's back then before it was Whole Foods in California, things like that. And, you know, that was it. It was usually very significantly more expensive per ounce or pound. I'm not saying about per nutrient because more rich with nutrients, no doubt. And very few people cared enough to spend the money to do it, to get it. Now, I wasn't growing much of my own food then. I learned from my mentor in homeopathy it was important to grow food. But now, I mean, to become a commodity, it's a commodity, organic food. The question is it really organic? And so there's a great article at Natural News, and we've got it linked up in the show notes. And those of you especially new to organics, so I want you to review it. We're going to go through it right now. Top 10 organic mistakes. I think this is worthwhile to cover with you. Now, I hope that all of you are growing something. I know the growing season is ending in the northern hemisphere. For those of you who are further north, now I'm going to have to deal with a winter where I am now compared to where I've been. I won't garden year round. Oh, thanks a lot, buddy. Yeah, that's what you've been waiting for all show, to do one of those? Maybe your headache won't go away now. Payback.
You know what? This is payback for all the times. I believe it was Thanksgiving. You would send me a picture.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And I'd be sitting here in 3 feet of snow.
Yeah.
And you'd be sending me a Thanksgiving picture on the beach in shorts. Yes.
That's true. That won't happen this year, I don't think. So I can say sorry, Super Don, for all those years I sent those beach pictures in winter. All right, number one on the list. Assuming USDA certified organic means that the product has actually been tested for heavy metals. Yeah, that's the thing that people don't realize. And you've said this a lot, Super Don. That was a big surprise. Mike Adams found this out, that just because it's organic, especially if it's coming from Asia, China, we talked about Tibetan remedies, there could be contamination with heavy metal. It's not being analyzed or investigated. I'm not saying that they're on purpose adding it, but the soils are contaminated. If it's grown in that soil and they don't add pesticides, they could still be considered organic. So be careful to find out where your food, if you're not growing it or if it's not being from a local farm, if it's coming from Asia, China, it might be contaminated with heavy metals, and the USDA standards are not going to say anything about that. So that was number two, forgetting to check if your organic food is coming from China. That industrial pollution place is not good for organics. If it's organic and Chinese, I'm sorry, this is not Chinese ethnicity anger. This is just about realities of the environment there in China. Here's number three on the list. And this should tick everybody off that goes to Amazon/Whole Foods. Because if you go to their prepared food sections, it's got canola oil in everything. Oh, yeah, we cook with canola oil because that's a healthy oil. And it's likely not even organic canola oil, so there's genetic engineering going on. But even if it's organic canola oil, it's rape. It's rapeseed. It's brutally horrible, omega-6 heavy, vegetable oil that breaks down under heat and can increase problems, health problems. Canola oil, not healthy oil. Number four on the list, eating and drinking too many organic dairy products like milk, cheese, ice cream. Well, listen, I mean, I don't know if anybody's under the impression that it, just because it's organic, you can eat as much of it as you should, as you could, right? Hey, the ice cream's organic, eat the whole gallon, right? Super D, is that how you think?
Well, heck yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, because it's organic, right?
See,
it's organic, so the more organic food you eat, the better, right?
Yeah. And by the way, that's organic processed milk. If it isn't raw, it's not real. It's not meant to be consumed. Again, as a delicacy, you use milk in cooking and baking, okay. But the alteration of the proteins through pasteurization creates an aberrant interaction in allergies and responses, inflammation, not so good. So find a local farm or a local cow. That's your way to do dairy. Or a local goat. Assuming everything at Whole Foods is organic, that's a big no-no. That for years, I hope you all have figured that out. Number seven on the list, thinking all natural, gluten-free, and free-range means the product is organic. Not even close. All natural, no definition. Doesn't mean a thing. It's just a pure marketing scam. All natural could contain GMO ingredients, might have some preservatives that are all natural, right? Gluten-free, what does that mean? Well, it's going to taste like cardboard unless they add lots of sugar. Then you're like, oh, this gluten-free is kind of good. Gluten-free, does it mean it's organic and non-GMO? No, not at all. It doesn't mean that. You got to dig deeper on those labels and then free-range. What does that mean? You could have a free-range animal that occasionally gets let out for a few hours during the day and then put back in their pen. And guess what? They could be fed GMO grains. They could be loaded with antibiotics. But free-range, I'm going to eat it. No, not really. It doesn't mean a whole lot. Of course, if it's free grazing and it's grass-fed, there are different designations. Even if it's not certified organic, you can go grass-fed. And unless they're spraying the grass, which is unlikely, with Roundup, which would kill it, you're probably doing okay if you're doing an animal that's eating grass, okay? Number eight on the list. By the way, Super Don, break in if there's anything you want to add to any of these lists. I'm moving through it pretty quick, but it's a good, good rule of thumb here with organics. Okay, number eight. There are about 35 or more non-organic substances allowed as ingredients on products labeled as organic. Chlorine-based materials, phosphoric acid, organic crops they can use are arsenic-based salts, lead salts. I mean, there's, again, heavy metals. So you got to be careful with organic processed foods. This is important. Once again, get to know your farmer or become your farmer. It might not be certified organic, but it might be as clean or even cleaner than the organic standard set by the USDA here in America. Number 10, buying from organic companies that already sold out to big foods, evil corporations. This is this is an interesting factor here. On one hand, it's made organic food much more accessible as big food conglomerates have bought up smaller companies. On the other hand, you have to question whether they've compromised the quality. Have they sold out? Are they using organic canola oil, right? MSG. What is it that's going to be in that big food company and their entry into organic food by buying smaller companies? So all of these things, and this is not an exhaustive list, but these 10 are important to look for if you're really serious about cleaning up what goes into you or at the very least your children. Do you love your children enough to feed them the cleanest food? I get it. You don't think you're worthy, but are your kids worthy? Right? Because this is ultimately a question about worthiness. And I know this annoys some of you, and I'm at the risk of annoying you. I'll talk about it a little bit like the DACA detox Dr. Darrell Wolf does. He doesn't have the greatest bedside manner. He'll just say it like it is, but he means it. There's a loving heart behind that. But the idea is love yourself enough to give yourself the best or your kids the best. Now, if you don't perceive organic or organic equivalent is the best, okay, that's a different dilemma. But once you perceive it is the best thing for you, then you deserve it. And if you have to cut back somewhere else temporarily to make that happen, I would argue that that would be a better investment than really good medical insurance, which only guarantees their invasion of your body with toxic chemicals and chemo and everything else that they do. Finally, we've got an ability to do something about you people that won't eat GMOs. Can you believe you're not eating GMOs? What's wrong with you?
Oh! Yucky, 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 oh! Yucky, 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 oh! Gross!
Yeah.
Gross.
Research. Research on you yucky people. Wait a second. What do you mean, you yucky people? Well, apparently they're researching all of you and me, and maybe Super D, too, doesn't like the GMOs. What's wrong with you? They've already called us orthorexic, given us a psychiatric designation. But researchers are now confronting yucky, and they say it that way, yucky attitudes about genetically engineered foods. The fact that you don't want to eat it means you're yucky. Super Don, I'm not making this up. This is a real story. Medical Express.
It is. It is, and we won't really have time to get into it too deep. But basically, what they're trying to figure out why it is that people, when they look at GMOs or GMO foods, that they're disgusted by the idea of eating, and you know, like a tomato that has been crossed with a gene of a buffalo and a carp. You know, it's right. Just like, do we really need to explain this to you? You can't seem to figure out why it is that people would want to eat something that hasn't been genetically altered.
No, we're the ones that are wrong and deranged for thinking that is kind of yucky, right?
Yeah.
Little island of Dr. Moreau on your plate? No thank you. You know, if I want a fish, I want the fish to not have tomato genes in it, or vice versa. You know tomatoes. I'll eat them if I can't recognize them. But we had more than I could eat, even if I couldn't recognize them from my garden yesterday. Anyway, thank you all for being here. We got another segment before we're going into the sacred fire of liberty with Jonathan Ebord. We're going to get a little politically incorrect, so tune out now. Your sensitive ears can't handle it. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yes, it is.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we are going to Chicago and the Trinity Conference, formerly known as the Health Freedom Expo. So excited. Jonathan Ebor is going to be there with us. There's so many. Chris Barr, Jeffrey Smith. Go there, be there. It's going to be a life-changing event, and I'm not exaggerating. I really want to see everybody there, even if it's a last-minute whim. Oh, you know what? I'm going to do a road trip. You will be rewarded for doing so. By the way, other upcoming events, including the International Iridology Holistic Conference, I'll be speaking on silver there. That is 19th through the 22nd of October. The 24th, I will be at Peggy's Natural Foods in Stuart, Florida. The 25th, I will be in Coral Springs at Toonies. And y'all check that out. We'll add that. If it's not already in the show notes, we'll link down to it. But please go to robertscottbell.com. It's not just for silliness. And there's good stuff, good information, good links that you want to go to and follow up on. And say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. Once again, I want to acknowledge everybody that watched the Molecular Hydrogen Echo Water promotion. I didn't say a promotion. It was an online seminar, but you learned a lot about molecular hydrogen and how profound it is. And many of you took advantage of the deals to get that. So thank you. Thank you, everyone, who's becoming part of the Echo family from Synergy Science. Now, with that, we're going to go right into very, very controversial territory. This article, the headline is different than the way Super Don put it in our headline at robertscottbell.com. The headline at studyfinds.org reads this: Undocumented immigrants. Now, what is that? This is Orwellian speak for illegal aliens.
What did you say?
Illegal aliens.
Now, oh my God. We're probably going to be banned on YouTube now.
One of my favorite songs is "It's No Fun Being an Illegal Alien."
Yes, that's right.
And it's not. I mean, you come here illegally, and listen, I have compassion for people. That's not my point in saying this, but other countries are not so nice as America when you come here illegally. You don't get to go to school or welfare and all this other stuff. So what am I going to say? But this article is very interesting because it goes to the favor of illegal aliens, illegal immigrants. They're the least likely to visit doctors once they get here. And guess what, folks? They're healthier than the average American. That's right. My arguments made manifest by observing the behavior of those who come here illegally that are a little nervous to show their face at the doctor's office lest they be turned into ICE and sent back or something like that. But it turns out because they're not going to doctor, I say because, they're going, we can't understand this. They're not going to doctors, but they're healthier. Because they're not participating in the third leading cause of death, the medical monopoly. The iatrogenocide that Americans, by and large, just blindly go, yeah, give me my health insurance. Even though it doesn't insure your health, it ensures that you're going to get poisoned and intoxicated by the synthetic substances of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Super Don, am I reading this wrong? I mean, to me, this is a validation of everything I've been saying. Doctors are dangerous.
It made me laugh because, listen, the immigration issue is a very hot topic. Just even like you were saying, using the term illegal alien will set some people off, and they've had to try and soften the term because we don't want to offend anybody, which is just the dumbest thing in the world. Imagine trying to get on an airplane without a ticket, right? Would you be an undocumented airline passenger? You know, I mean, it doesn't work that way.
You should let them on. You're mean.
Right, right. So that aside, yes, what they found is the undocumented immigrants were among the least likely of the population surveyed to be diagnosed with common health problems like high blood pressure, asthma, and heart disease. I mean, these things are very common in our population. We talk about this a lot. They have a lower risk of chronic disease than other immigrants and U.S. citizens. So when I read this, the first thing that popped into my head is, yeah, it's probably because, you know, they people say that these immigrants are coming to this country, they're overburdening the healthcare system, and they're in need of healthcare. Mm-hmm. And this almost makes the point that, you know what, no, you don't need healthcare. Right. Go back. Go back before it's too late. Yeah. Because, yeah, they don't have the chronic diseases that we do.
Less than half of the 3,000 undocumented immigrants, that the article says, surveyed in the study had any type of health insurance. About 40% had no access to regular medical care. 61% of the white respondents, they like to designate you based on your skin color, said they had excellent or very good health overall compared to only about 25% of immigrants not in the country legally. Wow. Undocumented immigrants were illegal aliens. Least likely of the population surveyed to be diagnosed with common health problems like high blood pressure, asthma, and heart disease. Y'all stay away from doctors. They'll kill you. Not kidding. The undocumented whatevers are coming in and they're proving it. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues next hour. Stick with us. Jonathan Emord, the Sacred Fire of Liberty, comes up next because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.